To clarify further the importance of understanding what self-esteem is and is not, I want to comment on a recent research report that has gained a good deal of attention in the media and has been used to challenge the value of self-esteem. By way of preamble, let me say that one of the most depressing aspects of so many discussions of self-esteem today is the absence of any reference to the importance of thinking or respect for reality. Too often, consciousness or rationality are not judged to be relevant, since they are not raised as considerations. The notion seems to be that any positive feeling about the self, however arrived at, and regardless of its grounds, equals self-esteem. We encounter this assumption in a much published research paper by Roy F. Baumeister, Joseph M. Bowden, and Laura Smart, entitled Relation of Threatened Egotism to Violence and Aggression, The Dark Side of High Self-Esteem. In it, the authors write, quote, conventional wisdom has regarded low self-esteem as an important cause of violence, but the opposite view is theoretically viable. An interdisciplinary review of evidence about aggression, crime, and violence contradicted the view that low self-esteem is an important cause. Instead, violence appears to be most commonly a result of threatened egotism. That is, highly favorable views of self that are disputed by some person or circumstance. Inflated, unstable, or tentative beliefs in the self-superiority may be more prone to encountering threats and hence to causing violence. The mediating process may involve directing anger outward as a way of avoiding a downward revision of the self-concept. Unquote. The article contains more astonishing statements than it is possible to quote, but I will give you a few representative examples. Quote, in our view, the benefits of favorable self-opinions accrue primarily to the self, and they are, if anything, a burden and potential problem to everyone else. By self-esteem, we mean simply a favorable global evaluation of oneself. Unquote. The term self-esteem has acquired highly positive connotations, but it has simple synonyms, the connotations of which are more mixed, including egotism, arrogance, conceitedness, narcissism, and a sense of superiority, which share the fundamental meaning of favorable self-esteem. Close quote. We propose that the major cause of violence is high self-esteem combined with an ego threat, which is caused by someone challenging our self-evaluation. Apparently, then, alcohol generally helps create a state of high self-esteem. Unquote. Observe, first of all, that there is nothing in the author's idea of self-esteem that would allow one to distinguish between an individual whose self-esteem is rooted in the practices of living consciously, self-responsibly, and personal integrity, that is, one whose self-esteem is rooted in reality, and one whose self-esteem, in quotes, consists of grandiosity, fantasies of superiority, exaggerated notions of one's accomplishments, megalomania, and favorable global self-evaluations induced by drugs and alcohol. No definition of self-esteem or piece of research that obliterates a distinction of this fundamentality can make any claim to scientific legitimacy. It leaves reality out of its analysis. One does not need to be a trained psychologist to know that some people with low self-esteem strive to compensate for their deficit by boasting, arrogance, and conceited behavior. What educated person does not know about compensatory defense mechanisms? Self-esteem is not manifested in the neurosis we call narcissism or in megalomania. One has to have a strange notion of the concept to equate in self-esteem the trailblazing scientist or entrepreneur moved by intellectual self-trust and a passion to discover or achieve, and the terrorist who must sustain his, quote, high self-evaluation with periodic fixes of torture and murder. To offer both types as instances of high self-esteem is to empty the term of any usable meaning. An important purpose of fresh thinking is to provide us with new and valuable distinctions that will allow us to navigate more effectively through reality. What is the purpose of thinking that destroys distinctions already known to us that are of life and death importance? It is tempting to comment on this report in greater detail because it contains so many instances of specious reasoning. However, such a discussion would not be relevant here, since my intention is only to show the importance of a precise understanding of self-esteem and also to show what can happen when consciousness and reality are omitted from the investigation.